This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. POET is promoting education and growth in the ag bioprocessing industry. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
There are a lot of exciting opportunities for growth and development in the ag bioprocessing industry. Doug Bervin, Vice President of Corporate Affairs at POET, said they are investing in that future by promoting college-level education in the field and by opening new facilities throughout the Midwest, which includes a new biomass facility in Emmitsburg, Iowa.
You know, we just formed a partnership with South Dakota State University and the South Dakota School of Mines on an education platform at SDSU, where we're going to be offering education degrees, certification in bioprocessing. So I think that's a good indication of how we see the future. We're trying to educate the young and get them the best education they can possibly get to get into the field of bioprocessing and agriculture. So that was a $5 million commitment over 5 years, and we're very excited about that. We just opened a plant in Cloverdale, Indiana, that'll buy about 34 million bushels of grain on an annual basis, employ 50 people. That's a really good indication that we continue to grow, and we see a lot of hope in the future. And then in Iowa, we just opened a biomass facility at our Emmitsburg facility, where we're taking in corn stover from farmers. We're burning that stover, creating energy to run the ethanol plant. And so it adds another market for farmers to sell their products. And it lowers the CI score of the ethanol plant there, which opens up new markets for us for our ethanol and distillers grains.
For the rest of this story and more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.